a little bit. So we're expecting this to be a pretty interesting matchup between Green City and Schuyler County. Coming up, you'll hear from both head coaches. First up, it will be Schuyler County Lady Rams coach Thomas Kirkland, then a Green City Lady Gopher coach Cody Morris. We're getting ready for game number threats of four at the One Play Tournament here on CrestonCentralMoInfo.com.
The North Shelby Athletic Boosters is very proud of the North Shelby Raiders and Lady Raiders. Whether you are in the classroom or on the court, you represent your school in a positive way. Keep working hard and continue your dedication and drive for excellence in everything you do. The North Shelby Athletic Boosters are proud to support all the Raiders and coaches and would like to remind the fans to put on your red and gold and continue to support the North Shelby Raider teams. Go Raiders!
Need a ride across town? Then call 7800 Taxi Service of Moberly at 263-7800. Car broke down or in the shop? Call 263-7800. Need a ride to the doctor's office or the grocery store? Call 263-7800. Had too much to drink? Don't get behind the wheel. Call 263-7800. Call 7800 Taxi Service in Moberly for a quick pickup and safe, secure passage when you need to get from here to there. 7800 Taxi Service sends a special salute to Keely Bennett and the Madison Panthers basketball team.
MFA AgriService in La Plata is the right choice for all your farm supply needs. Whatever you need, MFA AgriService has you covered. Stop by and let the experts help you with all your fertilizer, crop protection, seed, feed, custom spraying, and custom spreading needs. MFA AgriServices is also offering custom anhydrous application. MFA AgriService prides itself in serving the area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. That's what you know you'll get from MFA AgriService in La Plata.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. That means yours, too. If you're wondering what that means for you and your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code, head over to H&R Block. No one knows tax reform better than Block. Their tax pros will help you find every credit and deduction available, so you get every dollar you deserve. Because wouldn't you rather spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time figuring out what a TCJA qualifying eligible dependent is? Hint, it's your kid. In person or online, Block has your back.
Back on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Always good catching up with Schuyler County Lady Rams coach Thomas Kirkland. All right, coach, it's been 15 days since you played a game. How excited to get back on the hardwood?
Oh, we're excited to get out on the floor. Like I said, luckily we've had a few JV games. I've got some of my younger players that's been getting some minutes, but now they're just ready to get out there and have some live action other than playing ourselves.
How would you characterize the start of your season?
We started out real slow. A lot of kids trying to find their role and young kids coming in and trying to step up to the challenge. And like I said, we played Clark County and some other good teams right off the bat and Cairo to begin our season. And our hands were full right away for those young kids. And now, actually, everybody's back to full health for the most part and seem to be clicking really well here as we started 2019.
Aside for having a little more experience, what's been the biggest growth you noticed from this Schuyler County team since you started 0-5 and now are 6-5?
Yeah, we're just maturing, taking care of the basketball. We are averaging 30 turns a game. I mean, it's just, we just turn and look and throw the ball away, you know, sometimes. And now they're getting a little more patient about running an offensive set or not rushing themselves. So just being a little more relaxed and getting the groove of things.
So we know how tough the Lewis and Clark Conference is on the girls' side. You've gotten to see some pretty good teams in Salisbury, Paris, Knox County, just to name a few. Green City, another good test for you tonight. What stands out about them?
Yeah, they've got a phenomenal guard play, you know, girl that's big enough to play inside, outside. You know, she's got a complete all-around game. And what we're going to try to do, we've seen some play, you know, like I said, we've played Milan this year, split with them, and another good score. So we're looking at how do you stop a deadly score? Like I said, it can shoot it inside and outside. And we're just talking about playing a complete game and, you know, a complete team defense. And that's one of the things that our kids have been buying into now that it's like, you know, one player is not going to make the difference. It's going to, like I said, it's going to be a team effort.
Thomas Kirkland, Schuyler County Lady Rams coach, showing us here on Superstation. Always good catch up. Good coach. Best luck tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for all your coverage.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com, good to catch up with Green City Lady Gopher coach Cody Moore, head of the first round of the La Playa tournament. Coach, guys are 13-3. Where do you guys are? Or where are you guys coming into this tournament?
I think we're right where we want to be. Obviously, we knew we had some players to replace from last year, so it was a little bit of a learning curve to start with. I think lately we've been playing our best basketball of the year the last three or four games, and that's what we like to see this time of year. We want this tournament to continue to get better and then continue to get better for the district tournament, obviously, that's coming up right around the corner. So I like where we're at right now.
Cassie Strahl and Caitlin Connor were two seniors that graduated for you 1 year ago and played a big part in getting to the sectionals. Who are some of the other ladies, aside from Brooke Littrell, we know what she can do, that have really stepped up for you?
Delaney Embry stepped up. She played really well. When she shoots the ball well, we have good nights. So she's been playing better of late. Also, Mary Watt, another returning star, played some good minutes for us. Kind of switched roles on us a little bit this year. She's playing more of a guard for us this year, but done a nice job with that. And then the other two girls that have stepped in at the post, and Gracie Gordon and Tanner Tipton, have done a nice job as well. And I've got Celeste Aitman comes off the bench and does a nice job, and along with Summer Foodie. So I like where my kids are right now, and I think everybody's contributing.
Let's talk a little bit about your quarterfinal opponent tonight. That would be the Schuyler County Lady Rams. What have you gotten to learn about?
What's that?
What have you gotten to learn about the Schuyler County Lady Rams?
You know, we don't have a whole lot of common opponents, so I haven't had a chance to see them a whole lot, watch some films on them. So I know they've got some size. I know they like to get the ball inside, so we're going to have to do a good job controlling the paint tonight. That's one of the things we're really going to focus on is trying to control the paint and take away some of those easy buckets for them.
Lady Gophers coach Cody Moore joining us here on Superstation. Appreciate your time always, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A+ program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
All right, we're ready to tip off game number 3 of 4 tonight between the Green City Lady Gophers and the Schuyler County Lady Rams. And the opening tip off will belong to Green City. And quickly off to the races is the junior Delaney Embry. As Green City's in the home white uniforms with the black numbers and gold trimming surrounding that, they are going left to right on your radio dial. They're starting Delaney Embry, Gracie Gordon, Brooke Littrell, Mary Watt, and also Tanner Tipton. It'll be Littrell, reigning Crest All-Star from the right wing. We'll take it from her junior teammate, Embry. Now down to the baseline, feels the double team bounce pass back out to Embry. Now to Gracie Gordon, kick out back to Embry. Her three cashes in. Quick 5 points for the junior, Delaney Embry. And it's 5-0 Green City. Schuyler County is in the road burgundy jerseys with the black numbers, white trim. They're starting McKinley Ashleman, Emma Clifford, Lynn D. Wynn, Marissa Buckaloo, and Jessica Seaton. And Green City already trying to get off to a good start here. And from the left elbow, Mary Watt trying to go down low here to the sophomore post player, Gracie Gordon, a little too far out of reach. Now they show press. On to the left wing here is sophomore Emma Clifford for Schuyler County. Takes it left side. Now back up top here. It's in Lindley Wynn. Wynn to Buckaloo, the sophomore, averaging about 8.5 a game. Kicks it to the right corner for Clifford. Now back up top to Wynn. They survey the Green City man-to-man, which Buckaloo takes from the top. Now left side for Clifford. Back around to the right side. Schuyler County staying patient here to start things out. Wynn inside trying to get it to Seton, and it goes right into the hands of Mary Watch. He's been a defensive specialist for Green City. Now here's Brooke Littrell from the left baseline. Her shot is tipped. Looks like that was Ashleman that was the one that did the tip. And now we're going to get a timeout here. It's a 30-second timeout call by Schuyler County head coach Thomas Kirkland. A long time at Lady Ram head coach. Got his team to the district championship game just 2 years ago. His senior class had graduated all five starters. And last year was a little bit of a transition year. Then they had some more players graduate and transfer. And now they have this group. Horn went off prematurely, but Green City has the ball. Embry with the shot, and it gets wedged between the back of the rim and the backboard. So as a result, we're going to get a jump ball. And now Brooke Littrell is the tallest person that thought about going up and trying to wedge it. So now they're just going to get a second ball to hopefully dislodge it, and it's going the other way. And the referee is getting a little bit of a boon. There we go. Referee was trying to dislodge it. It was jamming the ball a little further. Jump ball goes to Schuyler County. So it will be Lindley Wynn that takes it into the corner. Littrell showing a little bit of press for Green City, and they come to the top of the queue. Ashleman. Now to Wynn. Bounce pass back to Marissa Buckaloo. She tries to pivot back up top to Seton. Trying to give it back to Ashleman. Now they'll come left side. Buckaloo turn around. Two. Doesn't go. Ashleman crashes down towards the boards. Gets the rebound and a foul call. And this foul will belong to the sophomore Tanner Tipton. Cody Morris talked previously about Tanner Tipton being around the bucket type of player. We saw her just right down there. Press shown by Green City as Schuyler County inbounds in the offensive zone, and a double dribble called on Buckaloo as she was working her way to the top of the key. Green City just got a big win against Brashear, who has been getting some votes in class number one, 46-41, and the foul is called. And this will belong to Ashleman, the freshman for Schuyler County. 5-0 Green City with the lead, 3 minutes into this quarterfinal girls game at the La Playa tournament. Littrell looking for her first points tonight. Doesn't go, and the rebound is by Tanner Tipton. Second chance doesn't go, and taking another travel was Bucklew. Looked like her knee got planted down at a hardwood, and she's all right. Littrell to the rim and out of control. And there to bail her out is the sophomore Gracie Gordon. Gets layoff off the left block. 7-0 Green City. From the top of the key, here's Lindley Wynn. Drops one off here to Clifford. And now a shot will fall for Schuyler County. And one coming up for McKinley Ashleman. And that's going to be Tanner Tipton's second foul. So we'll see Celeste Athan, the freshman, who's averaging about 4.2 a game and 1.5 rebounds, will check in all likelihood for her. She does just that. And Ashleman will go for a second. Ball did not go in. I misspoke there on her shot, but she goes 2 for 2. 7-2, Green City. Lady Gophers again going left to right on your radio dial. Littrell across the timeline. Dishes one over to Embry, who already has 5 in this quarter. And it's stolen away by Schuyler County. This is Preeb, her 2 over to Bucket. And Littrell on the other side waiting for it. She's surrounded by 3 Lady Rams, and she got bumped. Rushing up the right side of the court. And this will belong to Lind Lindy Wynn. And that is her first foul. Embry at the top. Now to Littrell from the right elbow. Still looking for her first point. Littrell to the paint on the triple team. Drops one off to Mary Watt. And a foul call as she goes up for the layup. Seeing a little more assistance from Littrell here in this game as they're going to get the foul on Tinley Roberts, a freshman for the Lady Rams of Schuyler County. And so Watt will go to the line. Her first shot bounces off the front side and trickles left. Watt has been getting a lot of the tough defensive assignments from the Lady Gophers, but we're seeing her play in more of a guard role this year. And she goes over two from the line. Buckaloo the rebound, drops it off here to Roberts. Takes it across the L at center court. Now to the right side, Preeb for Roberts. Lobs one in. Ashleman beats her woman and gets a two. 7-4 after Green City started out on a 7-0 run. Schuyler County scored the last four. Here's Embry. Darts one back to Gordon. Now back to Embry. Catch and release three. Doesn't go. What? Trying to keep it alive. Littrell snags it and rolls it down on the right wing. And it's picked up by Wynn for Schuyler County. Takes it right side. Preep. Thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Now they'll try left side for Roberts. Tries to attack. Kick out. Back to Wynn. Now they'll go left corner for Roberts, and it's stripped away by Embry. Now to Littrell on a 2-on-1, and coming back is Preeb. She takes it across the timeline. Schuyler County playing some pretty good defense here. Wynn, right wing for Buckaloo. Now back over left side, Preeb takes it to the rim, and a foul is called. And it looks like this will go on Celeste Athan. That is her first. Schuyler County takes it. Lady Rams, Ashleman takes it inside of the paint. And travel called. And we'll get subs. Addie Spray, one of them for Schuyler County. And Seton also in. Wynn and Buckaloo take a seat. 3:42 to go here in the first quarter. Mary Watt inside the Littrell, still looking for her first point. Steals the triple team, and a jump ball called, and this will belong to Green City. McKinley Ashleman got the left paw on it, negating Littrell's shot. So Watt, just to the right of Schuyler County bucket, comes up top. Three, Littrell trying to cash in, can't. And now reaching foul on Athan, so already two fouls for Athan and two fouls for Tipton for the Lady Gophers. So we'll see Summer Foodie into the game now for Green City for the first time. She provides a lot of defense for the Lady Gophers. At the top of the key, here is Seton. Inside for Ashleman from the left block, back into the high post. Looking for a two. Offline left is Seton. Offensive rebound. Ashleman, she'll go to the line. And Gracie Gordon's guilty party for Green City. Ashleman already with four for the Lady Rams and knocks down another. Buckaloo waiting at the scores table. She'll check in for Ashleman, and she makes the second. On its way. Back rim. Littrell to rebound. Jogging up the court in her purple Nikes. Cuts in and trying to drain the two, and we'll get a foul called. And the foul is going to get called on Lindley Roberts. Again, the purple Nikes, I would assume, resembling for Littrell's verbal commitment to the Truman Bulldogs as Lindy Wynn checks in. And now here is Littrell. Kick out. Now they'll try left side here for Beauty. Now back to Littrell. She'll reset. Takes it right side. Over to Spray. Now top of the key. Embry trying to hit another three as she's already made 5 points in this quarter and ricochets out. win for Schuyler County. Right side for Spray. And getting it is Wen, and she mishandled it, goes out. Green City gets back. Low scoring first quarter. 7-5 Green City. 2:30 to go here in the opening quarter. Embry inside. Back out from the pass from Gordon. Trying to pass it to Feudy. Nothing there. Now they'll try right side Watt. Now with Littrell. Feels the triple team. Powers her way through when her shot was disturbed by two Lady Rams. We've been seeing triple teams on Littrell the entire first quarter, and so far it's been successful. Trying to right side, Zaddy Spray. Being harassed by Littrell. Now falling to the floor. Loose ball, and it will be a jump along to Schuyler County. And so he tried a little side trap there to get that turnover. Almost paid off. Here's Preeb. Lobs one in for Buckaloo. Tipped out by Gordon. And he'll try it again. Preeb has to get it off. 4 to 5 seconds. Does just that. To Buckler from left baseline. Littrell deflects it away. Gets the steal. And one-on-one. Her shot will not go. But she'll go to line for two as she was bumped by the sophomore Spray. So that'll be her first foul. Littrell scored 57 points in the Milan tournament opener against the Milan Lady Cats. And what was more unique about that is she misses to the right on her first shot was she was not the only person that scored 57 points that night. Katie Pauley of Milan also scored 57 in that game. So it's one of those deals as Littrell makes the second. You don't see that every day where you get two 57-point performances in a high school basketball game. Probably about as good of a performance as you can get. And here's a right-wing three by Destin Preeb. And we're tied up 8-8 because of that. Leigh Rams have been playing a great defensive first quarter and nothing going offensively for Green City as, well, kind of a byproduct of missed shots. And also, the Leigh Rams have been playing some pretty good defense as a foul will get called on Summer Foodie. And we'll get a timeout called by Green City. And it will be a 30-second timeout with 1:16 to go here in the first quarter. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by some of these fine businesses and thank them for making this LaPlaya tournament possible. That includes Mesmer Fertilizer of Bethel, Campan Heating and Air Conditioning, Canton State Bank, Hoeing Trucking, the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, and the Canton RFI School District, all of Canton. Capital Paving and Construction, Columbia Orthopedic Group, both of Columbia, Glenn Simmons, Dr. Marsha Fowler Simmons, Green City R1 Schools, both of Green City. LaPlaya Nursing Home, LaPlaya R2 School District, LaPlaya State Bank and Division, Northeast Missouri State Bank in Kirksville, NFA AgriService, and Travis Funeral Chapel, all of LaPlaya. So Schuyler County looking for their first lead, and this is Lindley Wynn tiptoeing down the left side of the baseline, and it was deflected out by Delaney Embry. So Leigh Rams get it back. It'll be Preeb on the inbound. Takes it left corner. Buckaloo has a shot she wants for a three. Littrell denies her. Gets the steal, and up the floor she goes. Takes the left side. And now coming from behind is Embry. Or check that up. Preeb batted away right from Littrell. With less than a minute to go, Schuyler County will try and take another chance at the lead. And Littrell a little too aggressive there on the senior Preeb. And she'll pick up her first foul. Preeb checked into the game for... And that's already a 7th foul by Green City, by the way. So 1-1 coming up here for Preeb. Checked in about 2 minutes into the game. And she's been on Littrell the entire time. And she'll knock in the front end of a 1-1. So far, she's done a great job defending the Division II commit. Second shot. In. Sub comes in as she takes a seat. I would imagine not for long. Emma Clifford checks in for her, and she gets a nice pat on the back from head coach Thomas Kirkland. 10-8, Schuyler County with the lead over the Lady Gophers of Green City. Here is Watt. Kick out. Littrell for the lead. Got it. A three by Brooke Littrell. Makes it 11-10. Here is Lindley Wynn for Schuyler County. At the top for a man-to-man. Now it's Allison Engel also into the game. And now with a whistle, it is deflected out from the right wing. Lady Rams take it. Trying to give it right to Buckaloo, and her layup a little offline. She's lost her balance just a touch on that. And now a press shown by Lady Rams, and on the bump is Buckaloo. Halts the Green City transition. Mary Watt looks like she lost her wind a little there off that bump. She'll inbound it to Embry. Will Green City hold for the final shot? They'll get the arrow to start the second quarter. Embry at the top. 10 seconds to go. Inside for Littrell. Now a scrum for it at the left elbow. Two Lady Rams, one Lady Gopher. It's a jump ball belonging to the Lady Gophers. It was Littrell, Ashleman, and Wynn all in on the fray. 4.5. Wynn from the left wing. Littrell from the left wing. Give a go. Catch and release. Three rattles out. One more try and a foul called on Gracie Gordon. She went up. So she'll get to take free throws here very quick before we get the quarter to officially close. So we'll see what the final tally is after quarter one. First shot for Gordon is no go, and we'll try one more. Takes a spin. Already coaching going on both sides as Gordon takes a second. And she misses both. 11-10, Green City on top after one quarter of play on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Winter can be the best time to get those construction projects done. Now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A-plus Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations, or online at capitalmo.com.
In the 3-6 matchup at the girls' La Plata tournament between the Lady Gophers of Green City and the Lady Rams of Schuyler County. And it's a close one, 11-10. Green City trying to hold on. Schuyler County going to the line for two as Marissa Buckaloo was bumped into high post. And this will belong to Booty. Buckaloo, the first to tie it. And that goes off the back of the rim. 46% free throw shooter coming into tonight's contest. Again, this is the first game Schuyler County has played in a little over 2 weeks, and she makes a second. And so far, they're not showing much rust. They've come out strong. A pretty young team, as Thomas Kirkland mentioned in the pregame, have been doing pretty well in some of the JV games, fortunately for them. But again, like a lot of other schools, especially some of the northern schools, games haven't been able to been played much because of A, the weather, some snow, and now these dangerously cold temperatures are working their way in tonight as Ashleman was trying to get the layup from the right block, but it was a little too far out of reach. Green City gets back. Preeb checks back into the game. already has 5 points, and she's been going up against Brooke Littrell every time she's been in the game. This time, she does not. She tries to take advantage of a double team, and her shot is blocked. That's Ashelman. Now it's Preeb. Trying to take it to baseline. Brooke Littrell comes back and bats it away and out of bounds. So Preeb will take it from the left wing. And inbound. Tosses it to Buckaloo. From the left wing, right under, trying to reverse layup, goes over the rim and into the hands of Gracie Gordon. Sophomore fires one to Littrell. Takes it across the timeline, now over right wing to Watt, back up top of Littrell. She tries to attack, kick out Embry, left wing three, cannot cash. And it's Watt, offensive rebound. Littrell, she thought about unloading from the top, now back to Embry. Embry, Watt, available on the left side, takes it. Man-to-man by our number three counterpart, Buckaloo. Now in the high post, Littrell, double team, kick out, left side for Watt. Trying to box out as Littrell, now does, on the give and go, and what a play by Brooke Littrell. Had the box out, got the lane to Mary Watt, and then she spun her way to the bucket, got the pass, and kissed it off the window and in. Well done. 13-11, Green City. Now Ashelman gets the two, and that was partially tipped by the Lady Gophers, too. Good eyes by the freshman. We're tied up 13 apiece. Littrell is snatches in and tries to get it back, and now she's going to pick up her second foul. Already 9 fouls by the Lady Gophers in this first half. And so Ashelman will go for another 1-on-1, already 3-for-4 from the line. Littrell already with 2 fouls, as well as Celeste Athan, Tanner Tipton, and Summer Foody. First is good. 8 points for the freshman Ashelman, who averages about 12. And that is also a team high for the Lady Rams. Trying to extend it to 2. And she does just that. So here's Littrell in the high post. Kick out Embry. Now left side. Watt open for a 3 and doesn't go. Tipped in the rebound for Green City. Now back to Littrell. Pulls up with 2 defenders in front of her face and a foul is called. That's on Green City again. And now it's going to be a double bonus as Gracie Gordon now picks up her second foul. So 5 players for Green City each have 2 fouls. That's the good thing. Bad thing is way too many fouls for the Lady Gophers here in this first half. But they are effort fouls. And the first one for Hannah Whitlock, who is into the game as she was going in for that rebound, doesn't get the first one to fall. Second one is true. Sixteen-13, Lady Rams of Schuyler County on top. They're 6-9 on the year, and this would definitely be their biggest win of the season if they were to pull this off. Here's Littrell, open for a 3. Off the front of the rim, loose ball, and Mary Watt coming out at the bottom of the fray, and looked like she got pushed when she was getting back up to her feet. And it will be Mackenzie Ashelman that will pick up the foul. That'll be her second. And a 1-on-1 now for Green City. Mary Watt is 0-for-2 from the line. She came in tonight 63%. Quick delay here for the right shoelace of Hannah Whitlock, who's lined up on the left post. All right, here we go. First one on the 1-on-1 for the senior Mary Watt, the lone senior for the Lady Gophers, and that's back iron. Whitlock the rebound. And now Littrell draws the turnover. She tried to get it to Preeb, and Green City gets it back. So she'll take it from the left wing. Littrell trying to get it Embry up top. Can't do so. She wants her guards to move. Celeste Athan now for Littrell. Almost lost control, and then she corralled it in. Travel call. Back to Schuyler County. Lindy Wynn. Gives it right side for Clifford. Takes it down the rim. Now back out to Preep. Thought about the three. Now to Ashleman. Guarded by a Tipton. Now at Whitlock. Her two over the rim. And rebounded by Tipton. And a foul called as it looked like she took an elbow to the chest. And she did. Whitlock was the one that did it. Number 101 coming up. Tanner Tipton. Take a seat. That being Whitlock. And another 101 coming. Tipton back at the rim and into the hands of Buckaloo for Schuyler County. Just in front of the Bulldog logo here at La Plata High School. Now across the timeline for Wynn. Left side, Clifford. Now in the high post, Buckaloo inside Ashleman. Now trying to get it back out left corner for Wynn. Tipped out by Littrell. Schuyler County with the ball. So we're about halfway into the second quarter. 16-13, Schuyler County. Wynn looks. Trying to find Preeb, but Buckaloo is in the backcourt. So now they get it to Preeb on the right side, and it wreaking havoc to Celeste Athan, and they say it was last touched by Preeb, so Lady Gophers get it back. Embry at the top, now over to the left side for Tipton, and Littrell can't keep it alive. Now win for Schuyler County, and now reaching foul called. Or no, they're going to get a moving offensive screen on Schuyler County, and it looks like this will go to Whitlock, or Seton, I beg your pardon, for first. Littrell, triple team, front rim. And now the cleanup shot by Tanner Tipton. That's the first points Lady Gophers have had in probably the past 4 or so minutes. Here is Clifford for Schuyler County. Nice cut off the dish from Buckaloo and crashing for that was Seton. 18-15. Now Littrell with two and a charge called. That's the third foul on Brooke Littrell. So is she going to take a seat? She is. A tough first half for the junior Littrell, who again averages about 33 points a game. She has six and already three fouls. Not the night she was hoping to start out this La Plata tournament with, as Wynn will lose control of it in Green City. Will take over possession-wise. Wynn will take a seat for Schuyler County. Tinley Roberts checks in her place. Foodie. Now inside for Athan. And we're going to learn a lot here about this Lady Gopher team right here at the jump ball belonging to Green City. We know the offensive powerhouse that Littrell is, but can someone like Embry or a Tipton or a Watt provide some offense? Here's Tinley Roberts on the turnover just to keep the Lady Gophers in this game. Again, we'll find out, especially on the defensive side. Preeb driving in and a travel called. She had the woman beat. So Lady Gophers get it back. Here is Embry. On the left side for Athan. Lobs one over to Watt. Gets down to Dury. Now back out to Athan. Her two doesn't go two on the rebound. And a foul called on Schuyler County. Arnault on Green City, it says. And now, Cody Moore, the Green City Lady Gopher coaches, a little frustrated on the way. These are getting called, so he's wanting to just get an explanation, it appears. Keep an eye on that, and Buckaloo will pick up the foul. Free throws for Tipton, and it is good. They were walking towards Schuyler County, or the Green City's end of the floor, and I think Cody Moore was upset that was going. He thought the foul was going to be on them. Tipton makes both. It's a one-point game. Here's Preeb and a bump. By Celeste Dathan, and that's her third foul. A lot of contact here in this first half, and virtually everything has been called if there's been some sort of contact. It's just the way it's been going. At least it's been consistent. Now, the Green City bench is really being tested as Haley Schoonover is getting her first time tonight. Both shots won't fall for Bree, but the offensive rebound drops in for Marissa Buckaloo. Pressure on by Schuyler County. Embry escapes it. From the right wing, now to Foodie. Foodie, the shot off the side of the backboard, and it's into the hands of Wynn. 2 minutes to go here and a half. We'll bounce it over to Buckaloo. Now around to Seton. Seton, Buckaloo, turn around two from the high post. No go. Tipped in the rebound. Triple team on Schuyler County press. Up the floor, Embry now trying to get it to Schoonover. And it looks like it was tipped out by Schuyler County. So Green City gets it back. And 39 to go here in the half. 21-17. Will that be a Super Bowl score Sunday? Who knows? The lower seed is on top. Here's Tinley Roberts. Preeb to the bucket. Two is off the left window. Tipped in the rebound. Watt up the right side now. Out of Foodie. Embry. Lady Gophers trying to survive this first half and get their leading scorer, Littrell, back. Embry, three. Need it. Front of the rim. Offensive rebound. Tipped in. Back to Watt. Referee, or Schuyler County wanting a travel. And now here is Embry. One more try. And tipped it, falls to the floor. And she might have got bumped in the eye there. That's going to be Jessica Seaton's second foul. Now Tipton needs a quick breather here to get set up for these two free throws. First one is a little too strong. Allison Engel and McKinley Ashleman into the game for Schuyler County. Clifford and Preeb. Check out. Second one. Takes a 720 and rolls in for Tanner Tipton. Back to a one possession game. Minute to go here and a half. The angle for Schuyler County. Now the Roberts. Plays catch with Lewin. Angle inside and reaching is Tipton. So, three players with three fouls for Green City in his first half. And the first shot is true for Ashleman, who has made her last three, made her first three, and has missed in the middle. 10 points for her, trying to make it 11, and a 5-point game. Got it. Anna Whatlock checks in her place. Embry, DeWatt, trying to negotiate around her 33 counterpart. Buckaloo does just that. Embry at the top. Now to Foodie. Embry. Now Maya Murphy, who's into the game. We have seen everyone on the Green City roster in the first half. Obviously, a foul of trouble. Schoonover feels the triple team, turns it over. Buckaloo, 17 seconds. Skyler County gets the ball to start the second half. Can they get points and then the ball back? Four time expires. 10 seconds to go. Big possession in this game. Here is Buckaloo. Left side win, a three, in and out. One more try if they want it. And right tiptoeing down is Summer Pootie on the rebound. But the six-seeded Schuyler County Lady Rams leading the Lady Gophers of Green City 23-18 after one half of play. And coming up on the Superstation, we're going to be catching up with a couple of our coaches from the earlier games as Ben got some post-game thoughts. That'll be coming your way in just a moment. On Crest and CentralMoinfo.com, Schuyler County again leads Green City 23-18.
Seidensteiger has been by your side providing quality service and support to our customers for 75 years. Preventative maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running. Right now, schedule your winter service package to assure you will be ready when the season arrives. Schedule now online or in-store for free pickup and delivery within 50 miles of a Seidensteiger location. Seidensteiger is your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Visit us online at Seidensteiger.com.
Free delivery offer ends February 9th, 2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looks like we're having some technical difficulties here with the audio here really quick, so we'll try and get this fixed here really quick.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Take two.
Here's Madison Lady Panthers head coach Dalton Armantrout after your win against North Shelby, 59-32. What'd you like from your team in this one?
Nothing. Honestly, I thought it was pretty ugly. We did some things right, but for the most part, it wasn't our best game. It was ugly. I mean, we got to play better. We have to play better against either Green City or Schuyler County, and we're just going to we'll figure out and practice on. I guess Thursday now.
Yeah.
Don't have school tomorrow. So we'll clean things up and get ready for whoever we'll play next. So.
Kaylee Bennett had 17.
Yeah.
Talk about her play. What did she bring tonight?
Kaylee, you know, more towards the beginning of the season, wasn't much of a vocal leader, but lately she's been more of a vocal leader. And I noticed that lately, and I really like that. And I think it kind of gets the team going. Obviously, when she scores, when she gets going, the other teams get involved, and other teams got a key on her. And that leaves Lexi, Charity, and the twins down low, and Savannah and Riley and Annika open. So I mean, when she gets going, other people get involved. So I was good to see.
Now, for focusing on the boys' game, that loss against Canton, what did you see from your team in this one?
Well, I thought we played an excellent first half. We held that big kid to he had 2 points in the first half. I thought we did a great job on him. We just let number 10 go off. He had most of the points in the first half, but we were only down 18-27. They hit that shot there at the end of the halftime. That kind of hurt. But that third quarter, they scored 21 and we scored 3 points. So, and that was the difference in the ball game as well. We lost by 21. So, we just got to come out ready to go in the third quarter, and should be fun.
You came out, you did score, made a bit of a comeback in that fourth quarter. What was it like seeing the fight from your guys?
It was good, you know. We were still down quite a bit, but I was glad to see the fight and the boys. You know, they play hard. We just couldn't get it done tonight. So we'll go back to the drawing board on Thursday and get ready for either Cairo or Scarlet County in the consolation round. So
cool. Thanks, Coach. All right,
thank you.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember? I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool too, I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
Ask Harley Croft about Shelter's auto, home, and life option.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the North Shelby School District are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. North Shelby students know the sky is the limit when they set high goals. The North Shelby School District is proud of their Raiders and wishes them all the best with their future endeavors. This message from the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the North Shelby School District. The Gophers at the Green City R1 Schools are hard at work this school year. They're busy in the classroom, in athletics, and with so many school activities. For parent resources, job opportunities, student activities, a calendar of events, and a whole lot more, visit Green City R1 Schools online at greencity.k12.mo.us. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Green City R1 School District proudly salute their Green City Gophers. Work hard, play hard. We are GC. Still Towing in Macon has been family-owned and operated for many years. Dean, Lucas, and Larry will gladly help you if you are stuck in the mud, flipped in a ditch, or locked your keys in the truck. They are local folks helping local people and a few passing through at a hometown price. They have the equipment to move grain trucks and semis or SUVs and motorcycles. Remember, you have the right to request the wrecker of your choice in your next vehicle emergency. Call Still Towing of Macon at 660-385-5726.
Your post-game Camden head coach Andy Anderson after your 58-37 win over Madison. You guys had a couple of scores in double digits. What would you like from your team's performance tonight?
I thought in the third quarter we moved the ball much better and got the ball in the lane and moved the ball around. We got some good cutting action against their zone in the third quarter. I thought the first half, I thought we were not very good at all. In the first half, we missed breakaway layups. I think we missed three or four. We missed a couple bunnies at the rim with no one around us. And, you know, there's no excuse for that. So we got to be ready to play from the start. The third quarter, we played a lot better. And the fourth quarter, they got a couple guys who can score and make plays. And if you're not ready to go, you know, hey, 23-20, they can score.
And as you mentioned, that third quarter you came out, I believe, 10-0 run to start that quarter. What was working for your team throughout that 8 minutes?
We had a couple steal, throw-ahead layups or pass-cut layups, and also we got the ball into Ben McKenzie inside, and whether he scored, he would at least hit a backside cutter for a layup, and I thought that was a big part of what we were doing in the third quarter.
You talked about, and we talked about it before the game, Jimmy Layton, how dangerous he can be. He did score 21, but it was a bit of a quiet 21. How did you feel he worked on him defensively?
I thought we did a good job. I thought he got some points. I know he scored a lot there in the second half. We kind of lost him, and he got a penetration in the basket, and he's strong. He's physically strong, and if you don't stay in front of him, he's gonna get around you, and he's going to score at the rim. And he can do a lot of good things. So, you know, we had a good job on him. Brody Smith guarded him to start the game and to try to use his length. Brody's a little taller and longer than Jimmy is, so we tried to use our length on him and make sure we kind of helped to him when he caught the ball.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Canton State Bank is a proud supporter of the Canton Tigers and Lady Tigers basketball teams and a proud member of the Canton community for more than 80 years. Transfer funds, view statements, pay bills, and much more online at www.cantonstatebank.com. They have mobile banking available, which includes mobile deposits. When you need money for your farm, your home, or your other personal needs, come to your local bank, Canton State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Let's go Tigers!
The administration, faculty, and staff of the La Plata School District appreciate their Bulldog and Lady Bulldog student-athletes. These athletes continue to show a positive attitude during every game. And while the athletes are displaying good sportsmanship on the court and on the field, what's even more impressive is that the fans are setting good examples from the stands. May you always strive to do your best. A message from the administration, faculty, and staff of the La Plata School District in La Plata.
You're listening to KRES Moberly and online at centralmoinfo.com and also the iHeartRadio app. We're here at La Plata High School for the La Plata Tournament Quarterfinals. This is the 3-6 matchup between the Schuyler County Lady Rams and Green City Lady Gophers. The Lady Rams lead 23-18, and they are the 6th seed in this tournament. They are in the road burgundy uniforms with the black numbers, white trim surrounding that, going left to right on your radio dial, and they have the ball to start things out. It's Emma Clifford who will take it, banks it off the window, and that won't go. From the high post, Lindy Wynn. It's a pass from Buckaloo. That'll try Clifford, opposite wing. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Buckaloo from Clifford on the right side. Now they'll take it back to Wynn, and her shot's off the back of the rim. Green City, higher seed in home white uniforms. It is literal hitting the home run pass with Delaney Ambry, but can't get the layup. Black numbers, gold trim surrounding that. Green City is in gold on the chest. Black trim surrounding though. And Schuyler County gets it back. This is Emma Clifford. Out of right wing for Ashleman. Now to Buckaloo. Takes it down to the left baseline. Kick out to Ashleman. Just under the rim. Gets one more try. And it gets their own rebound once again. But Embry is there to snatch it from Buckaloo from behind. Now over to Littrell. 1-on-1. Draws to foul off a block. And it looks like they're going to tack it on Ashleman. Again, a very foul-heavy first half, especially on the Gophers' side of things. Thirteen fouls for Green City total. And that first half is Littrell, who had 6 points and got into foul trouble. She has 3 of those, makes the first. Celeste Sathan also with 3. Tanner Tipton with 3 as Littrell. Second goes offline left. Schuyler County in better shape. Ashland now has 3. Buckaloo with 2. Seton with 2. Roberts with 2. Wynn and Spray each with 1. Here's Clifford. Seton bounce around to Ashleman, and that goes off back of the rim. Literal the rebound. Up the left wing she goes. Cross center court. Now to the top of the key. Now it comes to the right side. Now to the rim, and she draws another foul. Brooke Littrell going coast to coast and then some. This is going up, down, left, and right. Just like you would on your Xbox trying to go up the floor solo. And this is going to be a foul on Ashleman, and that is her 4th. Littrell knocks down the first. And she will have to take a seat. Second one is good for Littrell. So the leading offensive scorer for the Lady Rams in foul trouble is Littrell. Takes care of the second. 23-21, Schuyler County. They're not contesting. Now they try to trap at the top with Wynn. Now to Clifford. Left baseline, and up and in, Buckaloo. Beautiful pass by Seton in the process. And she has had a very active game, Marissa Buckaloo, that is. Now here's a 2 by Gracie Gordon over the rim, and it will be Preeb that takes it for Schuyler County. 25-21. Wynn feels some pressure from Embry and Littrell. Wants to go to Clifford right side, now to Preet. Catch and release, three, got it! Destine Preeb extends Skylar's County lead to 7. Littrell now tries to answer. Back to Embry. Why? Littrell wants it on the right elbow. Gets it, but she can't take it. Now she pump fakes the shot, bounces it into wide, and stolen away by Skylar County. Win. Now to Clifford. Inside. Watt coming back in. Bumps her woman. That's Clifford, and that is her first foul. She's the lone Lady Gopher. Aside for Schoonover Murphy, who checked in very briefly, who has not yet had a foul for the Lady Gophers. Buckaloo, Dupree, kick out. Clifford takes a step, doesn't get called, travel. Kick out, Buckaloo, three. Can they go back to back? No, they cannot. Tipped in the rebound. Littrell up the floor. Embry, a little too hot for her. Back up to Littrell, and Clifford cuts her off. A very solid defensive effort from Schuyler County so far. It has been impressive. Left side, Clifford. Thought about the three. Now they come up top. Preeb, high arcing shot to the left. Tipton gets it. Now to Littrell. Across the timeline. Littrell, plenty of space. She'll uncork it, and it goes in and out. Right shot there. Plenty of time. Online. A little too strong. Preeb back up top. Now left side, Clifford just inside the arc, front of the rim. Watt the rebound. Cairo, Schuyler County, our final game tonight coming up on the Superstation. That's the 2-7 matchup. As they try and go to Tipton on the inside, jump ball. As Seton wreaking havoc, Whitlock will check in her place. And the arrow belongs to the Lady Gophers. Embry off the inbound. Watt. Now back to Embry. NBA three right side. Cashes it. Nice shot by Delaney Embry. Timeout called by Cody Moore and the Green City Lady Gophers. 3:41 to go here in the third quarter. Thanks to more sponsors while we have a moment. That would include Samaritan Hospital and Still Towing both in Macon. TNH Construction, Madison C3 School District, both of Madison. 7800 Taxi Service, Dubert Enterprises, John Cochran, Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, all of Moberly. Harley Crop, your shelter insurance agent, Salt River Community Care, both of Shelbina. Crane's Farmhouse, North Shelby Athletic Booster Club, North Shelby School District, Shelbyville Auto Parts Incorporated, all of Shelbyville. Schuyler County R1 School District of Queen City, Alliant Bank of Madison, Pilot Grove, Blackwater, Boonville, Kirksville, and Monroe City. Sheriff's of Valley, keeping you connected. Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, and Memphis. And a layup for Hannah Whitlock as Green City zone was all up at the arc. Easy to her. Embry trying to go back-to-back from downtown. Nope. And it's tipped into rebound and a chicken wing by Whitlock. And she'll take a foul. That is her second. Embry over to Watt at the top of the key. Now just inside the arc. Littrell tries to pivot. Back out to Watt. Trying to get a screen through Littrell. Now she'll take it. Littrell dangles her way down to the baseline. Beautiful. Littrell now in double digits. 30-26. Win. Passes it over to Preeb. Now to Clifford. Back to Preeb. Now near wing. Win. Can it attack? She wants. Does. Takes advantage of real estate. And her shot's off the high window. Littrell's a rebound. Trying to push it forward, but pushes it instead to Preeb. Now back to Buckaloo. Her two. Now it's Littrell. The double team. Stop. Starts. Up floor to Embry. Now over to Littrell. Falls to the floor. Gets it. And an and-one coming up. She fell to the left side. And Brooke Littrell is starting to heat up for the Lady Gophers. And this will go on Hannah Whitlock. And one coming up. for Brooke Littrell, the junior, on its way. No problem. Whitlock and Clifford take a seat for Schuyler County, 30-29. It is the Lady Rams, again, the lower seed in this tournament. The sixth seed, leading the three seed. And now, miscommunication, Littrell in alone. She's not going to dunk. Timeout called by Schuyler County. Green City back on top, thanks to the play of Brooke Littrell, their leader. And it is a full timeout. We'll do it too on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
When the most difficult time in your life takes place and you're dealing with the loss of a loved one, Travis Funeral Chapel of La Plata is there for you. Available 24 hours a day, Travis Funeral Chapel will help you with every detail and are dedicated to carrying out the final wishes of your loved one. Randy, Michelle, Neil, and Sherry Travis are known for their personal and professional services, efficiency, and reflection. Whether you're deciding on your pre-arrangement needs or choosing what is right for a loved one, give Travis Funeral Chapel of La Plata a call or visit their website at travisfuneralchapel.com.
Campin Heating and Air Conditioning of Canton is dedicated to providing the best possible solution for your home or business. With over 20 years of experience, you can count on them to provide you with a system and solution that fits all your commercial and residential needs. They've earned their reputation for doing the job right the first time. So stop by or call Campin Heating and Air Conditioning today at 573-288-8966, your local Bryant dealer.
Full timeout called by Thomas Kirkland and the Schuyler County Lady Rams trying to answer back. Littrell denies Tinley Roberts a three-point try on the left side. She swatted that all the way back to Green City. Not too long of a drive here from La Plata. Probably skid then some. A lot of ice up here in North County. Littrell, turnover, the layup. No foul, no problem. Rick Littrell's on a personal 7-0 run here for Green City. What's more impressive is she's not getting herself into foul trouble because she picked up three in that first half. Here is Wynn, left side. Now Wynn, Roberts. Back to Buckaloo. Roberts. Green City crowd trying to get in on it. Littrell disturbs the pass, and Embry takes it. Embry tripped up in transition, and this will go on Priebus. She got that left leg kicked out. And 25 to go here in the third. As Addie Spray checks in for Schuyler County, Roberts with some serviceable minutes checks out. Littrell. Carroll is receiving the pass, but corrals it back in. Now here is Watt. Back out. Embry. Three. Off the front. Reeve the board. Across the timeline. High post. Now kick out. Spray. Trying to add to Schuyler County's offense. Littrell there to clean it up. Nice move to the left wing. Now over to Embry. Trying to drop it off to Littrell. Gets a partial screen. Now kick out. Littrell left side. Three. Nope. Trying to get her own rebound. Keeps it alive, and she tipped it out. Back to Schuyler County. We're leading 23-18 at half. Now trail 33-30. That's in large part to the play of Littrell. And we'll see Celeste Athan check in for Littrell. And we'll see Summer Foodie come in for Tanner Tipton. In all likelihood for the final 50 seconds of the third. 2-3 zone shown by Green City. Schuyler counters the pass to Spray. Now over to Preeb. Back to Spray. Trying to go back inside. Preeb, a three. Their best three-point shooter off to the right. Schuyler County gets back. Buckaloo takes it down the lane. And now back one more try. Three. And a foul called, Buckaloo. It's an offensive foul. It looks like they're going to get it over to back on Buckaloo off that rebound. And that's a tough break because there's barely some contact on the shoulder. 20 seconds to go in the third. Ethan, and a chop by Preet, trying to steal it away from Ethan. Actually, it was the other way around. As Preet stole it, and then Ethan got the chop. That's her fourth. She'll have to take a seat. And Lady Gophers are playing a little offense defense here. So Littrell briefly checked in. Now she's back out. 12 seconds to go here in the third. What will Schuyler County do to end the third quarter? Here's Preet, 7 seconds. Back around the spray. Baseline trying to get it down low for Seton, and it was kicked out by Lady Gophers. Littrell in for offense. Eighth and out. Littrell, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, two-thirds, court, all the way, hits the right side of the backboard. Green City back on top, 33-30 as we go to the fourth on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Looking for a change in your usual dining plans? Natalie and her staff at Crane's Farmhouse in Shelbyville invite you and your family for a mouth-watering meal you won't forget. They proudly serve quality meat from grass-fed steak to smoked pulled pork to seafood platters. Their hours are Thursday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't forget to check out and like their Facebook page. Crane's Farmhouse of Shelbyville, where heaven is just a taste away. Proud supporters of the North Shelby Raiders.
Green City now back on top. Ben Winstein now joining us here as well. Can the Lady Rams pull off the upset? In regards to seeding, they've been playing very well as of late, but again, it's been over 2 weeks since they've had a varsity basketball game due to the wear-in. It is Mary Watt that gets the turnover. Now Littrell on a 2-on-1 with Embry on the left side. Takes it to Embry and knocks off the bottom of the rim. Now it's Buckaloo across the timeline. Now trying to, I think tried to get that over to Seton. Went off her foot and then off of Watt's foot, fortunately. So Schuyler County will get it back. Clifford to the right of the Lady Gopher bucket. Has to get it off, and they say 5 seconds.
Schuyler County didn't really look like they knew what play they were running there. They just kind of stood around, set one screen, and hoped that the inbounder would find someone, but she didn't.
Hard, too, if you don't move.
It's very difficult, yeah.
The Lady Gophers will try to extend their lead to two possessions. Here is Littrell from the right elbow. Nice move to the corner. Now she feels a trap and now a reaching foul. You're almost okay with that if you're Schuyler County.
Yeah, it's tough, especially against Brooke Littrell. I mean, if you can send her to the line, maybe make her work for her points, that may be all the better. But again, it stops the clock and gives Green City a chance to extend its lead.
So both teams in a little bit of foul trouble here now as Littrell will have a one-on-one opportunity, and she'll hit the front back part of the rim. You got Celeste Ethan with four fouls for Green City, McKinley Ashleman, and Marissa Buckley for Schuyler County also with four. Again, as we mentioned, Littrell had three first-half fouls. Has yet to pick up one here in the second. Here is Destine Preeb now to win. Later, Ann's taking their time, no movement going on here.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know if they're, like, running a stall or trying to run the clock down as much as they can. But there's no movement on the offensive side of the ball, and Green City's really not pressuring. There they go.
And here's Seton in the high post, or two is snatched out by Tipton. Now it's Embry. Embry up the left side. Guarded closely by Priva. Schuyler goes man-to-man. Now up top of Littrell. Now to Watt. Watt with Clifford. Now inside Embry. Feels the double team. Down the baseline. Back out to Watt. Littrell at the top of the key now. She'll reset. Now to Tipton. Now to Littrell. From the left wing. Back out she goes. Now it travels to top.
There's a huge mismatch with Littrell right now. She is so much taller than the person guarding her.
And that would be Wynn. She tries to take advantage of that, and Wynn bumped her.
Interesting foul. And just like that, you hear the people saying, let them play. Maybe have a point.
Yeah, as mentioned, virtually any kind of contact has been called in this game. Littrell makes front end of a 1-on-1. As I mentioned, at least it's been consistent on both sides. Probably not to the coach's liking.
It's one of those things where that's not a foul at that point. It's a little bump. It's a little motion. That didn't affect. The thing is, a foul where you're supposed to affect the way that it plays. That didn't affect the way that the game was going. It didn't make her lose possession of the ball on the rebound. It didn't make her shuffle her feet for a travel.
Travel called. Embry to Watt. I'll just say I'll refrain from commenting on the officiating. You can take that for what it's worth. Here is a Littrell, and it's a left wing two, and that's not going to go. She was closely guarded by Whitlock, and now Preeb will slow the tempo down. 5:30 to go here in the fourth. 34-30. Green City with the lead over Schuyler County. Wynn into the zone. Back out to Preeb. Now Clifford, left wing. Bounce pass inside. Seaton's shot is blocked. And now a two bounces off for Whitlock.
Man, that was in and out. Almost had that one to go. And I think right now, if you're Green City, you just kind of want to use as much clock as you can. I was kind of confused why Schuyler County was doing it, being down, but Green City maybe
they have been very
clock.
The Lady Rams have been very patient in regards to their shot selection all evening long. So in some aspects, I'm not all too surprised as Embry's three is off to the right. Booty to rebound, and she gets her first points. That's a big bucket
that
as
was,
well.
Yeah, that was high off the window. Impressive, a hand in her face. The defender did a good job staying straight up. Can't call a foul on her.
And a three by Preeb on the right side. A 30-second timeout called by Thomas Kirkland and the Lady Rams of Schuyler County. That's a big three to make it a three-point game. We thank some more sponsors as well for making this broadcast possible. That would be Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. H.R. Block in Macon, Kirksville, Vandalia, and Shelbina. Ricketts Farm Service of Salisbury, Shelbina, and Cairo. Siders Insurance and Real Estate Agency of Moberly and Madison. Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan. Siders Circuit, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. We'll nominate an outstanding player of the game, as we always do, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. Lady Rams are hanging around. 4.5 exactly to go here in this 3-6 girls quarterfinal matchup at the La Plata tournament. Winner will get Madison on Friday. Again, there are six games now on Saturday with the dangerously low wind chills is going to postpone the games tomorrow night. So virtually the entire schedule has been pushed back one day as Littrell's middle paint shot doesn't fall. So it'll be Wednesday schedule on Thursday. Thursday schedule is Friday. And then Friday schedule will be in the morning. And Saturday schedule will be in the afternoon. Littrell up the right wing. Now down the baseline. Her shot. And she'll go to line for two as Wynn gets the contact.
That could have been a jump ball right there.
It was close.
And the officials get it right. They call the jump ball. One of the officials saw it better. The one who made the call was behind the action, so it was hard for him to see that defender grabbed it. And the other one came and corrected. Good call there.
Either way, it goes back to Green City. instead of free throws, they'll just take shots. And now we'll get a foul off the ball. It's looking like it's on Green City. And that will be Mary Watts' second foul. It's an offensive foul. It's four fouls as well for the Lady Gophers. They've done a much, much better job here in this half cleaning up the foul trouble. They had no choice either. Here's Wynn at the top, feeling some pressure from Embry and Littrell. Now over to Clifford. Kept the foot down, so no travel called. And now loose scrum in the left high post between Ashleman, who also has four fouls back in the game, and Summer Foodie. And this will belong to the Lady Rams. Preeb, left corner for Wynn. Does take the shot now down low. Ashleman, a nice feed from Preeb, and now another jump ball. So three jump balls in a span of about 15 or so seconds.
A lot of good boxing out going on, letting that ball drop on the ground.
Hannah Whitlock back into the game for Schuyler County. Littrell gets the inbound from Watt. Slowly across center court. Wydell with red circle. Now Littrell to the rim, and she tried to split the double team that was blocking her. Draws a foul.
That was a good take. She saw that the lane was getting clogged up, but she's so strong that when she takes it, she'll get bumped, and it won't look like an offensive foul. She'll get the foul called.
Green City now up to a two-possession lead as Littrell makes the first. Big bucket here. And it's no problem. Littrell with a total of 21. Win. Left side. Here is Preeb. Three. And it's Littrell to rebound. By the way, Lindy Wynn now has four fouls. As she picked that one up, and Embry in alone left side gets the layup. She's now in double digits. Emma Clifford down to the baseline. Feels the trap. Back out the wing. Thought about the three. Probably would have been a good idea for a quick release. And now a timeout call. Or no, they're going to get a pushing foul on Delaney Embry. I thought Thomas Kirkland was trying to call a timeout there. That's Embry's first. 2:30 to go. 40-33. To the inside, Whitlock. And now another scrum. And it's Buckaloo and Gracie Gordon. This jump ball is Schuyler County's area. Preeb off the O and Bulldogs from the baseline. Now to Buckaloo on the double team. And I get it to fall. Now Wynn and Roberts collide trying to get it. And trying to take advantage of Foodie. She does. Flex off the Lady Ram and Green City gets it back. Here is Littrell. Wynn has to be careful here. She has four fouls. Trying to go around Gordon. Cannot. And now here is Littrell. From the top. Now to Embry. Drops it off to Watt. Now they'll go back. Littrell, right wing. She cuts inside her 2-1. She almost got it to drop. And I think this is going to be number 5 on Ashleman. Or no. It'll be on Wynn. But either way, that's foul number 5 for her. Those were the two Lady Rams with four fouls. Make that 3. Buckaloo was also the third. So Wynn finishes pointless, but played some pretty good defense today for the Lady Rams as Littrell tries to extend the lead and will do just that. Only 3 points scored by the Lady Rams here in this fourth quarter.
You're Green City at this point, too. If you get a defensive stop, just trying to waste clock at that point. Hang outside the perimeter. Hold on to it. Let them foul you.
I think we might have a candidate for player to game honors, and you can probably figure that out. Left wing, or left block shot is No go for Bucklew. Littrell on the 2-on-1, trying to put an exclamation point to a sensational second half. Doesn't do it. And now Ashleman, her 2. And Littrell goes spinning around with the rebound and steps out of bounds. Schuyler County has some life. But down by 9. Needs something on the offensive side. And it'll get just that, almost missing the layup. There was Ashleman, full timeout called by Scotland County, or Schuyler County, beg your pardon. Buck 19 to go, 42-35, Green City with the lead on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Priorities, a way of categorizing the most important things in your life. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff at the Canton Schools know that a well-rounded student is able to focus on their studies, plus participate in sports and other extracurricular activities. The Canton Tigers have been focused in both their studies and doing their best on the court. You've made everyone in the Canton R5 School District very proud of the way each of you represent your school. Go Tigers! People do business with people they trust. That's why Mesmer Fertilizer in Bethel has such a loyal customer base. At Mesmer Fertilizer, the customer always comes first. Whether it's fall seed or cover crop seed, herbicide application or variable rate spreading of lime and dry fertilizer, or custom applying of anhydrous, you can trust that the trained, certified professional employees at Mesmer Fertilizer will do their best to benefit you, their customer. Remember, if you plant it, Mesmer Fertilizer in Bethel will help you grow it.
Minute 19 to go here in this 3-6 matchup between Green City and Schuyler County on the girls' side. Green City trying to punch a trip to the semifinal to take on Madison. Press shown by the Lady Rams. They had a lot of success there in the first half with a little bit of press, but this time Littrell does not have a problem getting across. Here is Littrell, now over to Watt. One to Schuyler County foul. Here is Littrell from the top. Now to Watt, and now they do Preeb. Bumps wide. It's already double bonus here for Green City. But they did foul the right person if you're Schuyler County's perspective, as Mary Watt has yet to make a free throw in this game. And she has yet to do so.
That's a good call there.
.45, exactly 1 minute to go. Watt makes it. Her first one. A big one, too. Lady Rams have to act quickly. Now Ashleman is bumped off by Tipton. And Green City gets it back. Here's Littrell across the timeline. Dodges a couple of Schuyler County fouls. Now to Embry. Green City will wash the clock out. And a foul called on Preeb for third. Celeste Athan has yet to go to the line tonight. 45% on the season. And she knocks home the first. The second shot coming. On its way. Back iron. Clifford to rebound for Schuyler County. Has numbers up the floor. Clifford keeps. Back around to Preeb. Releases a 3 and hits the back of the rim. Bucklew trying to get the rebound. And it was skipped out by Watt. Now to the left of the bucket. It's Roberts. And the shot denied by Littrell as
wow.
Bucklew with the release.
That's a nice block.
She's had a couple of those. Bucklew. Inside, turnaround to Ashleman, and a foul called. She'll go for 2. Third foul on Mary Watt. Ashleman has been busy from the line tonight. She made all but one of her free throws. And she was a 50% free throw shooter coming into tonight, so she has definitely padded her stats on that category. Second one does go. Littrell, no problem. And foul called from behind. Ashleman picks up number 5. So the freshman finishes with 14 points. A lot of those fouls came in the first half. She gets a round of applause from the Schuyler County bench. Very solid game tonight, all things considered. Looking like the Lady Rams are going to fall to 6-10 on the year as Littrell misses the first. But the way they played, I would not be surprised one bit to see them in the consolation later this week.
Yeah, they play tough, especially if you play a team like Green City. You play them tough. That's a good sign that there's still good things to come.
Littrell makes another. 20 seconds to go. Schuyler County will just try and close in. Make the margin a little less than what turned out to be as they played, I would say, 3 sensational quarters. Preeb inside. Clifford trying to add a 3 and will do so right at the buzzer. A great effort tonight by the Lady Rams of Schuyler County, but Green City advances into the semifinals of the La Playa tournament with a 45-39 victory over the Lady Rams. We'll take a break on Crest, CentralMoInfo.com. Take a look at some of the final stats. Nominate an outstanding player of the game. We'll get you set up for our final game tonight between Carroll and Schuyler County.
It's important to keep your vehicles and machinery in top-notch working condition. That's why you should trust the guys at Shelbyville Auto Parts Incorporated, who have been in business since 1975. They are your most qualified auto repair specialists and Firestone Mastercraft tire dealer. They provide 24/7 towing services and are now offering diesel particulate filter cleaning. For all your auto repair needs, call 573-633-2230 or visit their website at www.shelbyvilletowing.com. Shelbyville Auto Parts Incorporated, where they are driven to serve you.
What's Kasasa? It's free checking that rewards you in cash. Now available at Alliant Bank. Earn real cash each month, all for doing simple things you do anyway. Free Kasasa checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. You get cash rewards and still bank local. That's free Kasasa checking. Ask for Kasasa at Alliant Bank. This is Sherry Lair. For details and qualifications, ask us at Alliant Bank, located in Boonville, Pilot Grove, Kirksville, Madison, and Monroe City, member FDIC.
Dubert Enterprises of Moberly encourages everyone to come out and support your local teams as these students have worked hard, within the classroom, during practice, and in the game. Show your Cairo Bearcat pride by wearing your black and gold while cheering them on. Good sportsmanship comes from within our community and begins with you. These students look up to each of you for your support. Dubert Enterprises of Moberly is honored to be part of Bearcat Country and proudly supports the Cairo Bearcats and Lady Bearcats.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representative several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Milan reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Milan, proud to be located in the heart of North Central Missouri.
Nominate our outstanding player of the game here from the girls contest between Green City and Schuyler County. And you guys all probably figured it out with her second half performance. Brooke Littrell will get the honors, scoring a total of 20 plus points. And it is brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. All right, let's take a look at our final game tonight. It is the Cairo Bearcats, 10-6 on the year. And they are winners of their last two. They defeated New Franklin 34-38. And La Plata, the top seed in this tournament, 59-34 entering this tournament. And they are led by Jacob Davis, a 6'5 junior, a total of 14 points. And Gage Wilson on the inside, garnering about 6 rebounds. They have been playing some pretty good ball under first-year head coach Nick Zinker. Meanwhile, Schuyler County, they have taken on this Cairo Bearcat team.